All right.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God.
Miguo, guys.
Is this Miguo thing going to be lasting?
No, no, it's not going to be. After this.
Vredo.
Miguo Vredo.
Vredo.
Vredo Mena.
Who?
Who Nana.
Oh, Nana.
What are we saying? Who is first? Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the 2024 episode of Zero Expectations Podcast.
Happy New Year.
And surprisingly, it's going to be a joint episode.
Come on.
The last time we did this, I can remember this.
Everybody is here.
Yes.
I'm here.
Dad,
who are you? Okay. Daddy's here.
Yeah.
Prince is here.
Oh.
Sorry, mistake. Joshua is here.
Woo.
And then
last time we did this was Christmas special 2022.
I know.
We've not done this in
can you imagine? We are all still here. How is Prince still here till 2024?
It's God. Honestly.
I feel like you have been bopping and with me. You've been dodging the bullets they've been sending you.
Okay, so before anything, let's see our intro. Hi, guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast. You know the motto.
If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here. My name is Nicole.
My name is Samuel Obasanbong, the Great White.
The Great White?
It's a long story. I will explain it in the episode. Thank you guys for listening. No, it's not for Rockers, actually.
What is it?
I will explain it in the episode.
Okay.
All right, roll intro.
Roll intro. Rolling
show. Rolling show. Rolling show. Why are we doing this?
Why can't you allow me just get one?
Okay, you know, let's say it together. We'll say it in 3, 2, 1.
Rolling show.
All right, before we even start anything, let me just explain the Great White, because I know this episode is going to go left, right, and center, and we'll probably all end up fighting. And Great White, there's a guy in my school. His name is Lanzi, University.
Got it.
His name is Lanzi.
Hi, Lanzi.
His father is a popular producer, popular actor, attorney or something like that. His name is Sir Lanzi or whatever. We called him Lanzi. But he was dark-skinned. You know, the kind of ebony you see from, like, all this country, like Kenya.
Like, and very black.
Yeah, and everybody in the comment section is like, I love her skin, until you have her skin and you see her struggles. But, again, the boy is a wonderful person. He laughed a lot. So I used to call him Lanzi Folua Sheamus for no reason. And then Sheamus is a WWE fighter, and Sheamus is albino. Shay Joshua?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I used to call him Lanzi Folua Sheamus, the Great White. And I don't know how offensive that's you. Because one day he told me, can you stop calling me that? Until now, it was just until I said this story, and I realized how offensive that thing was. But I did not mean it in that way. I don't know.
Like, you're just trying to be ironic because he's, like, really black.
Yeah. But anyway, so that is the Great White. Okay. Today, normally we have topics that we want to talk about.
Topics.
But I think we should just go one-on-one.
And just, maybe we should say, let's start with what the things, would I say, ooh, that game that they played with Kevin Hart, Kev in and Kev out. Do you understand? More of like things we're grateful for, things we're going to take into 2024, and things we're going to leave in 2023.
All right. So, I think we should start with Joshua, because he's the one that...
Joshua is going back to school and he's leaving us.
And he's very
me.
Excited. He's trying to hold down his excitement.
Joshua, why are you happy you are leaving me?
I'm so happy. School is fun.
Come closer to the mic. Let the mic hear your voice.
Did he say school is fun?
Because you heard it from me.
School is fun.
Yay.
Say it with more enthusiasm.
Yay! All right, so Joshua, what's in and what's out? Do you like my new tone?
Well, I'm currently in this house and I want to get out.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Of this house.
So wow.
That is the 2023-2024 motto.
Wow.
Is there any attitude you want to live in 2023?
I'm good.
Jehovah.
Am I? I don't do change. I'm who I am.
And that's why you're no one.
Nice. Is that the best you could think of?
Yes.
It shows.
Hey, go.
You know when you're the sleep
master. Hey, go. Prince, Joshua just dissed you. No, Joshua dissed you. Did you see the diss?
No,
did you feel
it? He knows if we did a dissing battle, I win.
No,
I just let him go today. He's going back to school.
Yes. That is why
you handle defeat.
Wait!
Don't they get pink lips too?
We thank the gods.
Are you doing anything to your lips?
Jisha has that like...
push-ups.
She just doesn't like you winning.
Oh my god.
She just doesn't like you winning. I know.
As if I can't win, she can't win. What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
Anyways, I'm winning by Joshua.
Let's ask D1 what he's living in 2023 and what he's bringing in 2024. Hi, D1. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hi, D1.
Why don't you like recording this podcast?
I don't have the vibe most times.
Daddy likes listening, likes being around when we are recording. Mm-hmm. Just listening and laughing in the background, but contributing, no.
Okay.
Shame.
So you are not living anything in 2023.
I'm living sickness.
Okay. Yes. You are living sickness.
But, and imbibing good health.
And imbibing good health.
2024. Every positive thing that comes from God, I want to inherit in 2024.
Amen. Amen.
Mm.
Come on, Daddy.
All right, Nico, what of you?
We didn't hear they say, should we leave alcohol behind? But I don't drink normally.
You are the alcoholic.
I do.
You should leave that behind. You should leave promiscuity.
Promiscuity.
Is that what they call it?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? Because you read English, anything you say is probably the end.
Promiscuity. Promiscuity.
This word tough. Promiscuous.
Yes, city. I know that one.
Yes.
But the ty we did that.
There's always ety in everything. Think about it. Look at big words. Famous city. Tenacity.
Tenacity.
Hi guys, this is Tenacity talking to you right now.
Oh my god.
Avengers killed me. Alright, what I live in 2023?
No, I think you should say your own. Let me be booting.
Okay, for me, in 2023, I found myself unhappy a lot. So I want to live unhappiness. I want to find people who care about me and be in a space where they love me. I want to be surrounded by good people. I want to make money. The kind of money that I said this year that my plan is to buy a car. I don't know where it could come from, but God knows my heart and he will deliver it to me. So if by December they can never come, don't attack me. You know who to attack.
Yeah.
Anyways, I also want to be a better shape this year. I say it every year, but this time I'm walking in silence. I've not said anything yet before I start rolling now.
Who are you? Why are you looking at Daddy?
I'm looking at everybody, even Joshua. Joshua is like a gym bro.
Joshua is a gym bot.
And yes, that's it.
My new goal. You look like one guy from one Instagram, please.
So look like
one guy.
Shall no go stab yourself with steroids. You know most of them do steroids, right?
I do what I have to do to get the job done.
To be honest,
he's right.
I support you fully. When you start growing a third butt, don't come and meet me, please.
We love big butts of a king of
life. That will still slap it.
I will smack you.
I've never touched you inappropriately. Don't ever say that.
You know what you do.
Daddy, Prince,
I could be standing in front of the fridge and he would just you do it to annoy me. Right? That's what you like.
Put your butt in front of my face.
Well, I don't understand. I opened the fridge to collect water. How is it in your face?
Quite slowly. I do it because
I've never touched.
I enjoy smacking Joshua's butt.
I slap men because I know they understand. I don't slap women because I know it's a court case.
Well said,
right?
Yeah.
I'd rather be sued for sexual assault by a man than a woman.
What in God's name?
One takes me to jail. One never report. I'm joking. Anyways, all right, Nico, say your mind, please.
Okay. What I am.
I'm also trying to do stand up this year, by God's grace. Okay.
Sorry. What I am taking in to 2024 is the money culture.
Okay.
We're making money this year, by God's grace. You know, I'm going to try and stop the promiscuity.
That'll be tough. You're like Casey Kizaya in that movie.
I'm gonna try and make money through the hard working.
No, that way you're making money was also was
hard working. Like, no, you like the legit route. I'm gonna try the legit route, daddy. I'm gonna make legit money.
You've been using illegal money to pay my school fees.
No, Nico is saying she's into prostitution.
I did what I had to do.
See,
to
this get is the job done. You see, Joshua, you know how you are now. Like those movies that the father will be a criminal, and it's until they carry the father in handcuffs. That's when the kid will be like,
"Wow, daddy, you was a criminal.
You are robbing banks, just like John Q. You remember that movie, John?
Joshua says, just pay my bills. That's my own." I like that thing where Joshua is so oblivious. Joshua is so oblivious to the trials and tribulations. He just sends the picture. So, you know, hostel fee. These are much it is. These are much remita school fees. And then they look the group up like, why
do you want me to get kicked out?
No.
Because in a remita.
And that's what they call it.
All right, what else are you going on? You're losing track.
So, sorry. I want to be fit this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it means me joining a gym or starving myself or just persevering with this CC Alagbo that I bought.
Oh, you keep persevering. You keep buying things. I don't know why you like playing with your kidney. It's like a 50-50 for
kidney?
You.
Kidney? Who's that? What the kidney ever do for you?
These drugs spoil my kidney?
The risk of it, I'm a risk taker.
Okay.
Do you understand?
So is that all?
So there's that. And then also I like the fact where the one where you say surrounded by the people that I love. I want to be surrounded by the people that genuinely love me. And I mean this in the every sense of the word. I'm going to be doing some shout outs during the course of this podcast. They never listen to my podcast, but they actually do love me. They actually do.
We don't give free shout outs here.
That's what I was wanting.
It's Zero Expectations, a podcast.
Were they expecting a shout out?
Yeah.
They don't listen to my podcast.
They shouldn't.
But I know they love me.
You get paid.
I know they love me.
Yeah. You get paid for. You want to use what to download? Oh my God. You know what? Let's talk about the first topic.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, I'm not done now.
Okay.
Yes, more money, surrounded by loved ones. I want to make lots of movies this year by God's grace.
Amen.
By God's grace this year, I'm going to shoot my short film.
What?
Yeah.
You've never said that before.
I want to shoot a short film.
Okay, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Can I be the main character?
No.
Okay, cool. Fuck your movie then.
But you edit it.
Ain't nobody working on. I will spit on the hard drive.
Why are you doing this?
There will be a 1 hour video of
baby.
Me.
Baby,
because stop touching my behind.
Baby,
that's sexual assault. Leave me, disgusting being. Jeez.
You edit me. You edit my film.
I felt how Joshua felt now.
Yes.
Oh no.
Don't think
it's not even close.
Shut up, please. <not even close.
laughs> You edit the film, Joshua. Start. You will write it. Oh my God.
Oh no, no! Don't give Joshua writing.
No.
Joshua go bring aliens now.
Yeah. I will not use. Joshua's writing is very futuristic.
Joshua's
writing is very
no,
futuristic.
I've never read anything that I've written.
No, because I don't read.
So
hey. Oh no, you thought you were going to yab me. I yab myself first. You know what
jokes,
they say.
Jokes on you, I guess.
No, jokes have always been on me.
Oh my God.
What are you trying to say?
What is happening?
The last book I read was Gosugo. I'm proud of it.
It wasn't even a book.
I know. I went to the answers.
What please? What was Ugosugo? What will you call Ugosugo? What kind of
past
book?
Questions.
Of what?
Of what?
Subject.
What?
English.
What exam?
Prince,
what exam did we read Ugosugo for?
Junior secondary school.
Secondary school what? What exam? What's that exam called?
It's called a WAEC.
God, common entrance.
That's what I said.
A WAEC is common entrance.
WAEC. Spell WAEC.
Prince, you only write...
Spell WAEC, Nicole.
WAEC.
Remove the W and E. Put the C in front of the E. What was that? There are no common entrance.
Prince, what class did you write common entrance?
When you are trying to enter into it, GSS1.
Okay, what class did you write WAEC?
SS3.
You didn't write in GS3.
That is junior WAEC. No, but you asked me WAEC.
I'm confused.
Do you need to specify?
Bro.
Oh, bruh! Oh, wait, when anybody thinks of WAEC, don't you think of SS3?
You are a Mumu Pro Max.
Okay, what did you use to enter Ajakada? GCE or WAEC?
WAEC.
I use GC.
I use WAEC and
what jam. Do you use, Joshua?
WAEC, jam, and
network. Connection.
I use
did I write the exam?
Joshua, oh, you never did WAEC?
Why won't I do WAEC?
What did you pass it?
I passed well.
What was your score?
No,
let's go.
Are you talking about jam?
No, let's go. Yeah, jam. Let's go back and ask about jam.
I know my jam. I got 312.
You don't cheat.
I mean, 321. I didn't cheat.
Even the is a cup.
Wait.
I don't believe.
Wait, you did not cheat. I didn't. Don't believe. Nico is part of the top students.
So wait, so chill.
Actually, didn't cheat in jam. No, my daddy carry me go there.
Chill. Nico, chill. If you don't cheat and you got there, why did you not do English?
I don't know. You would have been a sense.
No, because my WAEC, I didn't pass maths.
Okay, sorry.
I got D in maths.
I'm mixing German. I'm like,
I got D in maths.
Oh, okay. That's how you did the English. Okay, Joshua, what's your WAEC?
I even wanted to study.
So, Nico is a brain box. 300 and something.
21.
Joshua.
I want to go B. Like, I got two A's.
Jam.
Okay, in jam, I got like 240 something.
Wow.
Please,
daddy is shocked. I got 180 something
because people entered through FYP or so.
Yeah, before for you page.
I always say this. I don't know mass. I don't pass mass. That one is like a general.
I failed Yoruba.
Yeah,
I don't know why I put Yoruba.
Well, I failed Christianity.
Nice.
CRK.
I got a D7.
Let's not just talk about the things
how I
failed.
Get a D7 U.
But to be honest, who is more successful now? Is it the failure or the smart people?
Why did you feel serious?
Serious is easy.
It was tough for me.
It's easier than any of the other courses.
It's Prince. I surprised myself.
You know that all of us in this house, Joshua is the one.
Joshua is disappointed.
No, so that's because he's the one with the strongest faith amongst all of us. Like, Joshua is the...
No, my faith is stronger than him. My faith...
They surrounded him.
I think they gave me the wrong result, honestly. I remember when
I feel like
is it Desmond? I don't even know
his name. Desmond.
There's a Desmond Elliot Olodo.
That's the only Desmond.
The guy that did the jam for me. I remember when he came to tell us, oh my god, that day was sad. He stood at the door. But I don't know if he sit down. Prince got one is something. My daddy looked at me. You see yourself? I'm like, see who? We all failed. Yeah. Your expo no work. Do you think I saw A and I wrote B? Think about it.
He never can tell, man.
Ah, no, but I think proper. I was shaped to be a technical bad child. I don't think we're sports, but there's a point we were sports.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone wayward smoking, drinking, sleeping, but I do none. Not out of my volition, honestly.
But what?
Circumstances doesn't allow me smoke or drink.
Why? Because alcohol is not around.
Yeah.
There's no alcohol.
Oh, sometimes I just talk off point. I think
just
I have
like ADHD.
No, it's like chronic ADHD. I think like four people have it.
You start somewhere and then you just
and I just yell. Lost. But Joshua, did you have expo in your school, in your jam?
No.
Lies right. From the pits of hell.
No, there was no expo.
Oh, okay, there was no.
This
is your era, they used to cheat in jam.
Why would they cheat well? If I tell you about cheating, I know I never read for WAEC.
What's bad is that never take an expo from WAEC. That's the biggest trick in the book.
And you should have told me then now. Where were you when I needed you?
You didn't talk to me. You didn't ask me. Nobody asked me.
I remember when I wrote WAEC, I sat down and I was writing and my physics teacher was the one giving us the expo. And I remember for the first time in my life, this was the first time any SU babe has ever scared me. This girl stood up and shouted, I don't want. And I'm there looking at you like, what? You know, Dave Chappelle is like, what? This has never happened before. And this girl shouts, I don't want it.
Don't want what? Expo.
She doesn't want expo. You guys should leave me. And everybody, even the invigilators, were shocked that they gave her space.
Yeah, because we actually put them. Prince. We walked that Prince will
now
be
they talk, I'm like saying I'm projecting Mbappe.
In the stop class where expo was actually allowed.
Why are you saying it like that?
Why did you guys not pull all these strings for me?
All right, okay, I see what you guys are doing. This has turned into Prince has a problem. Why don't you hate the economy for doing this to us?
The economy do you?
If they taught me well, I wouldn't be in this situation.
They taught you well. You went to the same physics school I went to.
Yeah, my physics teacher flogged me one time for failing. How do you flog a child for failing?
Prince, I was flogged for passing.
No.
I did not pass well.
I failed a test, and he flogged me, and I went downstairs, and I got a book, and I read commas that same day. I never knew how I got that ginger. Like, fuck you for flogging a student. We're only two, me and Onyeka. How would you flog me because I failed? Why can't you pat me in the back and tell what I did wrong? maybe I failed so much, the only option was to beat me.
See, a lost cause, man. What am I teaching?
Yeah, I read mass communication. I read commerce, then I went to uni and I read mass communication.
Great job.
Yeah, and uni is a whole experience. I've said the story of uni before. Anyways, we're done talking about school, right? Can we move on to something else?
I'm with you, baby. Move on.
Okay.
Move on.
This is a segment where I think we should now make this conversation toxic. We're going to all point at each other and tell us one thing we need to remove in 2024. So, we're going to start with Joshua. Joshua, point at someone random.
Oh my gosh.
And why? Please make it random because your hand feet go to me.
Why?
You are random.
No.
How is anything? How would I know? You can just feel like maybe that's just the person I wanted to talk. Can't just be random.
Okay, you know what? Let's play a game to know who will start it.
I'm not doing rock, paper, scissors with anybody in this place. I always fail that game, so I'm not playing.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I know this game. Do you want to think of a number from 1 to 10? Eh? The closest number is the person that will start from the three of us. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
All right. Don't say your number out loud yet, though. I'm going to pick 2. Nico?
1.
Damn, 9. That is a smart plan. Yours is
9.
Dylan, what's your number? 1.
Holy shit! Anyway!
Anyway.
Can't you just lie? Don't you know?
Initially, I wanted to say 5, but I'm like, 5 is at the middle and it's too close to numbers. So, Nico, oh yeah, go first. Point at someone and you say something you don't like about the person and you want the person to change.
Ha!
Obviously, there's some traits you don't like about me, Joshua, or D1. So just, yeah, D1, don't turn.
So I'll start with Prince. And it's not like
I said just one person and it's only me you thought of.
Oh, sorry.
All right. No, go ahead.
So not like I don't like it or okay. It upsets me or whatever. It just scares me.
Okay. Okay. What?
Please don't take this the wrong way.
Jesus, take the wheel. It's about to start. So shall I not come my eye? Dude, everybody's coming back.
Like cringing. Oh my god!
And they wait. My head is
No. So it's not.
Sorry. No, but say it.
No, so it's not like that's what I'm saying. It's not like oh,
don't
something
preempt,
about
don't. Just talk.
Okay, so basically, your size, it scares me. Especially when you call and you say, "Oh, your back is spinning," you just scares me. That's all.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Damn, the podcast went in a different direction.
Wait, stop messing. Don't take this the wrong way.
Damn.
No, it gives me heart palpitations. Like, I get scared. Because obviously, you get paranoid. I get paranoid. Everybody gets paranoid. And my heart just starts beating so fast.
That,
like,
that
I get
situation
worried.
Was from cheer and cold. But I understand
you
what
you see
mean.
All the many things you Google that day.
I never Googled anything that day. I was just telling you I was going to Google and never Google it.
And now, like, okay.
No, but your idea is still valid. It's fine. Which day are you talking about? Is it not 2 days ago?
No, not just 2 days ago. There's been a whole lot of your day. Like, it just becomes very, so it scares me. So I've been scared from that time.
Jesus.
Right?
24 minutes we got into it.
I've been scared from that time, and then you see your chest spinning you. And like we all know, right? Like when there's now like clogging of like fat and all of that thing around the heart, I was like, oh shit, what is this? Because you know, I'm always one that's tell you, don't panic, stop googling all these things, man. But inside my heart, inside my deep down, inside the within.
Mm-hmm.
Who Jonathan?
All right.
But, yeah.
Okay. Then
second closest is you.
Mine is second closest. Okay. Jeez, man. That came out of no. Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I did not see it because the tone changed a little bit. But open the conversation.
Sorry, baby.
What do I want to change?
Who are you pointing at?
I'm trying to think of the person.
Everybody take cover.
I think it's Joshua.
Oh. My baby is perfect in every single way.
Yeah.
What's daddy say?
That's a
okay. Baby, you're perfect.
Nobody's perfect now. I think in terms of Joshua, I want him to change his perception of being happy.
Mm.
I think he's too depressed sometimes. And I know he will say, oh, he's not depressed, but his tone, he changes, he doesn't talk.
I think he's just the highest form, chronic introvert.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not an introvert, though. Because if you see his life in school, it's like he becomes an extrovert.
But that's ambivert. Amongst people. So it's a normal thing for introverts.
Oh, we'll be waiting.
But when he's at home, too, he's also alive, yabbing us.
No, he has moments where he doesn't talk for a very long time. It's just
same thing happens in school now, a bunch of
So you see, I'm right. I just wish he can change in that aspect.
I think coming from us is because
why Unade? When they said my own, everybody agreed.
No, I'm saying that
Joshua own is.
I'm not
maybe,
making excuses. I'm
maybe
actually,
Joshua
is.
Now,
what I want to say supports what you said.
Oh, okay.
Because we grew up with Joshua, so we knew how lively he used to be.
Oh no, they're about to say what Joshua doesn't want to hear. Go on, say it. End him. When did the switch happen, Nico? When did Joshua become depressed? Go on. What happened?
No, nothing.
You don't talk again.
I'm done.
Oh no. We keep talking. In this,
you
in this,
it, you tell me no.
Wait, what I did? Now my speech, no, Joshua, no, Nico.
Because it seems like you know where she's going.
Yeah.
Probably wants to say when mommy will be passed.
I mean, it started from there.
Yeah, that village, Joshua got possessed by
it
something
started,
else.
It started from boarding school.
It started from boarding school, true.
When your father took me and dropped me there and left, and never came for visiting, they only came once in a while. You know, you did school, Nico. I don't even know where Nico did. Only like two times during my entire boarding school experience when Nico come with daddy. Is it two times? Was it once? I don't see any of you people.
And you saw me?
You never went there.
You never came.
I would never go to school. I would have dropped dead by seeing in school, no.
So, yeah. And then Anna came back and then everybody was all sad like, oh my God. What have they done to you? Oh,
I think something happened to Nico too years later with her losing weight and
but at least then there was the fact you can't tell me daddy no come visiting when you did boarding school or mommy or somebody.
So but the thing is, I'm not trying to make any excuse, but the situation was different.
Uh-huh.
As of when Joshua went to boarding school, to be honest, that was the only thing I could afford at that time based off of what I was earning.
Damn, where did this conversation go? It was supposed to be fucking zero expectations, man.
As at that point in time.
Zero expectations podcast. You never know what we'll talk about.
As at that point in time.
Making scared remarks about my weight to Joshua's depressive state because of our financial status. Okay. What the hell is going on?
As at that point
man?
In time, I was the only person working. Prince was still in school. Prince was still in school. I was the only person working and my salary was 80,000.
Also, please, I feel I have to say this for the two people listening. About the leg stuff, it has gone.
Yeah, I know.
Eh? And
I know.
It went because I had to change my lifestyle and I had to eat differently. I changed back because it's December and nobody's going to try and reduce my portion. But I said this year I'm going to change. But I appreciate you saying it because I feel you are one person that doesn't talk.
Yeah.
I think Joshua has spoken.
Who will?
They said action
speaks louder than words.
No, that's so lame. It looks like are you in an AY movie?
Wow.
No. They said the best apology is change behavior. They say action and awareness. Listen to this speech. Action and awareness, or awareness and action go hand in hand. And in order to maintain any positive change, you need to be aware of a problem and you also need to take action. Does that make sense, Dylan? Why they drop lines? Joshua is depressed. Fuck him. Anyways, next. Okay, XP.
No, so that is not dwelling, right? It's something that it shaped him.
That the after effects be that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not even just.
He's not he lost shape. Weight. It's not distance.
I said, how from old was us. I? How old was I when I entered boarding school?
True.
I didn't. I was not. My mind was, even though I knew something, my mind was not as maybe shaped to okay accepting reality.
No,
accepting reality the same way.
Prince Daddy, that's not it. Let me explain something. Let me explain something to you. Uh-oh. Right. As of when Joshua went straight from a rich, pampered.
Sports
kid,
fat ass bitch,
baby. Joshua was a bouncing baby boy, right? He went from that into a boarding school. There was no
transitioning.
Yeah, there was no transition. It was just, and then the family supposed to give him solace, didn't come to check up on him.
I was far away in Calabar.
Daddy, you were in Imo State. Look,
now I understand.
You were in Imo State. Mm-hmm. We've left right? Calabar then. We've left Calabar.
When I entered boarding school.
We've left.
When
in Agopa last way.
No, Diwa wasn't there. Diwa wasn't around.
But Daddy wasn't in Calabar.
I remember I was with Dumaga. Joshua was alone. The one time I came home. River. I saw Joshua playing game.
That's what I'm saying. I was in Calabar.
It was so sad.
You were in Calabar too. Uh-huh. Exactly.
And I was running something. Maybe if I do, I go back to village for a week. Come back.
I'm just trying to explain that the situation at that point in time.
1 year.
Yes.
And there's no way I could have kept him there. Daddy,
you know,
going to school.
I understand this, but this was a 15-year-old boy. I'd be sorry. This is SS1. I was 14-year-old boy. Obviously, I can understand. I was around, like, I think, 20 then. Prince, too, can understand. He was around maybe, like, 18 at that time.
Uh-huh.
Was that for 1 year?
One year, Daddy. 1 year is 365. Daddy, you're an adult. You're an adult, so you can acclimatize to this situation.
This was all they use.
You can adjust.
I know what acclimatize is.
Do you understand?
Okay.
But he was a child, so obviously, he's entitled to feel that way. But in our defense, Joshua.
No, I'm not accusing. I'm not accusing you people of anything. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, at that period in time,
it was an experience in never.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
And bear in mind, that shaped the way
I am moving forward.
Yes.
In the sense whereby that was one of my young ages where that was my perception of life. I was alone.
And I'm about to. Yeah. And wait, Joshua, you know what? I'm about to show them the picture that I took of you when I saw you.
Oh my gosh!
And I remember telling D1 that, "What have you done?" I remember shouting. What have you done? That was Joshua. Just showed him the picture.
There was no level of insults, yabbing, bullying, hunger. We had no experience all in that 1 year.
Let me see.
See it.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm not depressed.
I saw this picture.
You know, every time Joshua came back home, he was always just reducing. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying to myself, better say I could join this in secondary school.
I remember seeing this picture and I screamed and I said, what the hell is going on? I know I said, okay, let's put Joshua in this school that was all I could afford at that time was 30,000 naira for school fees.
Mm-hmm.
And this 30,000 naira covered his accommodation. 30,000 No, covered his. He was boarding school now. That's what the baby. That was what I was paying. Eh?
I gave Ghana your 170 for that.
Damn.
But the reoccurring.
Are we name dropping?
No. I was even coming from Calabar to see Joshua. I came twice before I came into Lagos.
The one time that I went to that school,
mm-hmm.
and the one time that I saw Joshua. I told Daddy and I quote, he is leaving. I cried. I was crying in the school. Now Joshua can't they console me.
Mm-hmm.
That Nico is okay now. I was crying. I was like, what is this? He looked worse than this picture.
Mm-hmm.
This picture,
yeah. Australia.
No, this picture, he was still, he had not stayed in the school complete 1 year.
Joshua was bones. You thought it was sickness.
When I saw Joshua, he was bones. He was tall.
I think that's the crazy thing. I think it's crazy about when we lose weight.
That was the least of his problems.
Yeah?
Psychologically, he was really.
Yes,
he was done psychologically. He had accepted.
But wait, before Joshua talk, I think that's the weird thing. When we lose weight, do we get to a point of bones?
Mm-hmm.
And I say we, like I have. Sorry, guys. But you and Nicole, when Nicole lost weight, Nicole was like, Nicole, I thought Nicole get disease. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
You were bone. I was like, wait till this.
I didn't know you would go back.
Ah. Are you? Yo!
Yo! This
one is
not fun, streaming. Yes.
Yeah.
And she now overeats.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm joking, that's it.
I looked up that.
No. See, listen, I can make these jokes because you're smaller than me.
You shaded all.
Yes.
Because of
the that fat in our genes, I see.
Because of the stress coming from your work, your face wasn't looking.
Yeah, she wasn't. It didn't fit her at all.
It didn't fit.
She was dark. You were black.
The weight lost.
There was this blackness Nicole had on her face. You remember that time? Why Joshua did? No. I did not. I'm not saying this in a bad way.
No.
You look beautiful, Nicole. Your skin is coming out. There's one that you had, like, you remember when. They're like dark spots and the rest.
Yeah.
But Nicole loved it. We were concerned and Nicole was like, fuck you.
I'm slim, bitches. Until I was saying, that used to say, oh, I'm big. And Nicole, what's wrong with you? I should stop. Is this Nicole? My cousins, everybody was calling me. I was like, Nicole, is that you? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, but other people were like, oh, girl, what you do to lose all that weight? You need to tell us.
Let Joshua finish his story. Yeah, Joshua. All right.
I said with everything the coping mechanism that I created was to be silent.
Because
I know they talk. When I try talking, it never worked out. There was no man, everything. So most of the times, whenever I'm in like very, very deep, like I don't know, my mind is just everywhere. I just keep quiet. I'm going to one corner. When I'm done, I'll come back.
Yeah, but you're not depressed.
What gave him the shock wave was it was in the midst of people who were not near his class.
Because I don't like using class and all those things because I'm not classes.
They were not near him.
We're privileged.
Yeah, Joshua was a privileged.
Thank you.
So, yeah. I mean, it was in karate class.
We still had that who are adjusting because we kind of like when we flow growing up.
The way they see, they become envious. Some become angry. Why is they acting that way?
Because Joshua had an accent.
So they became so.
Yeah, Joshua had an accent.
Like a posh American accent.
Like a proper American
accent. Now he sounds like
an Joshua went from.
Igbo smoker.
Joshua went from
karate
class chef, who is different from maid.
Yes.
To car carrying him. Joshua was going to Laura for fuck's sake. Joshua was going to proper schools in Calabar. Joshua has to fly.
Joshua Laura in Lagos.
Yeah, in Lagos. And in then when Festa, he went to Calabar,
he was staying in one of the nicest schools.
Do you understand? Do you
use the Accra and pick him?
I know I was privileged, but even in school, even before boarding school, I was always socially awkward. I was always socially awkward. I didn't have friends.
I know, but like when you were at home, you were still kind of lively. He used to play game. I remember that video you showed me. Joshua plays the game. I was shouting at whoever he was playing. I was like, you need to stop doing that. What you talk about? I was like, is that my brother? What's it happen for you?
You know what? That's what I would do. When this episode comes out, God remind me, please.
Amen.
You guys should remind me. I would post that video on like the second page. All those old videos. So people can actually see context.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'll just be posting all the throwbacks on on Zero Expectations.
Old Joshua.
All right, but Joshua says he's not depressed. He's just, we should just understand.
And he's my baby.
Yeah, and I like that he learned editing from me. All right, then Joshua, it's your own turn. Jesus.
Please, can someone just point at daddy?
Oh, you point at daddy?
Yes, call him out. Call him out.
This is the end of the episode, then.
No, daddy still needs to point.
My only one of the
you need say one of say, the there's plenty.
Not plenty, it's just one. But is that I don't know, there are times where we could have conversations and you say things with intention to harm. Mm-hmm. You know why you're saying it. You're saying it because you know this thing will not make this person happy. But you still say it and it makes somebody feel bad. It could be a normal conversation. We are not even fighting prior. You just say something and I'm like, ah, why did you say it? And then you're not trying to play it off like, yeah. But like, you, that thing you said, it was like, it touched me.
It hurt
a bit.
All right, let's send the phone to Daddy. Bear in mind, Daddy fought in the Biafran war.
Daddy's fought.
So we all know how this conversation is going to end.
That's part of
Ojuku's
boys.
No, brigade. In the climb trees.
Bruh.
D1, do you have any 2 cents to add?
For one person or for everybody?
For all of us.
Nico.
Yes.
Don't get angry so quick.
Okay.
So quick. You always on God.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've decided on your own that you don't like this, you don't like this, you don't like this. So each time you are discussing with somebody, you're always on guard, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there.
Yeah.
He's right. He's speaking facts until he comes to me.
It's trauma, man. It's trauma.
Facts!
It's trauma, man. Yeah. I get that.
Okay.
I get
you. Yes, you definitely need to have called
except if please that try rubbish with me, daddy, I'm going to unleash on him.
Unleash?
Bruh.
All right.
But my baby can. My baby just.
All right, D1, you Joshua need to address Joshua. Oh, wow. I've not heard you insult him yet.
I didn't really talk to
him. I'm not insulting anybody. Okay. Joshua.
Joshua, you're next.
But Joshua, you're not obsessed with you, right?
No. Say the newest time. Joshua needs to do more work. You don't do anything.
Facts.
Shut up. You don't do anything.
I'm bold.
It is wrong for you not to like to embrace your family. When we were all seated in the parlor, all of a sudden you get bored and go into the room to stay on your own. Sometimes you're not doing nothing.
Thanks.
It is very wrong.
No lies.
You do it a lot. You just pull out from us. And you can be in that room for all day.
Literally.
But at your own time, you just breeze into any room and say, hi, I'm over.
Mm-hmm.
True, very true. Embrace us, Joshua. We love you.
I know you're Gen Z, but I'm also Gen Z too.
But I make it a point of contact. I know it's quite shameless, but I make it a point of contact to do rounds. I go there and say, Joshua, Alpha. I go and say, Joshua, Daddy, are you okay? Prince.
No, avoid doing rounds with me. I don't care about you. Just live your life. I will talk to you on Instagram.
That's the job of an Ada. Okay. That's the eldest.
Okay.
Of the family.
All right, cool.
In your own uncle?
Eh? No, Prince is fine.
No, please. You know, we all need to hold. Prince go and go plenty. Please feel free to say 2 or 3 things about Prince.
No, Prince is perfect.
Shut up, Prince is not perfect.
Alright, cool.
Yes.
Prince.
Stupid.
Alright, he's about to say something stark.
Prince is very quick to anger.
Yes.
So, like me?
No, worse than
us.
Hey, Joshua, why are you angry?
I'm on guard. Okay, I'm on guard.
You're on guard, yes. You are prepared for someone to fuck up. I'm not prepared. If the fuck up comes, I'm
you
like,
understand?
What?
You prepare down how to attack anybody.
Mm-hmm.
goes contrary to anything you have formed in your head.
Oh, trauma.
But praise is...
Stop saying trauma. Just take it as it is.
So quick to anger.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And you are too challenging.
Okay.
So drop it. Sometimes, if you pursue an agenda, it didn't work, you leave it.
Can you give instances? Is that
most of those girls you quarrel with?
Okay, so D1, when Nicole,
you need to recognize that we are coming back to the podcast.
We are going to
say the only way they leave us.
Okay, all right. Hello guys, as you guys have noticed, the podcast probably went a down detour, and I said it in the beginning that we are going to fight, and we did. A huge chunk of this episode has been cut out to protect the names and faces of the people which we spoke about.
But we can successfully say we are not fighting anymore.
No, we are not fighting anymore. Joshua, are you okay?
It was serious. Daddy and Joshua were throwing fists at each other. They were punching each other in the face. It was a whole thing. But I came to the rescue and I settled the fight as the Ada.
Yes.
I said, peace must reign.
And
then Prince and I now started throwing fists.
Okay, because you said peace must reign.
Because I said peace must reign. And Prince is not all about peace. And yes. Peace is your ex.
Yes, I don't like hearing the word peace.
Is hearing the word peace. So we now started throwing hands. So Daddy now came into the mix. Joshua supported me. So me and Joshua started fighting Prince. It was a whole... Anyway, we've cut all that part out.
Because he's bleeding at the moment.
I'm currently bleeding. But my friend, Peace, who is a nurse, is on her way to come and treat my wound.
From Abuja.
From Abuja. They love me like that.
All right. Sorry, we've actually made to breakfast.
Daddy,
Joshua is leaving
coffee,
soon.
That's rude.
This Zero Expectations podcast, joking. You know the motto. If you had
you
expectations,
know the vibes. If you have expectations, this
you
is the
wouldn't
place
be
to
here.
Be.
No, you wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be here.
That's like Zero Expectations. All right, guys. See you next week.
Sayonara, arigato gozaimashita.
Bye.
Wait, please, I didn't sing in this one.
No, you don't need to.
What?